Our Deva's real. If so, can we hand over our problem to them, or is this just escapism? Oh yeah, there are heavenly beings around, but you know, they're just busy doing their stuff. You can't hand over your problems to them. It's your job, you know, problems, nothing to do with the Devas. So if you're going praying to Devas and asking for help here and help there, you're just wasting a lot of time. You usually get into big trouble, you know, when you trust these heavenly beings. I was just editing one of the stories, you know, in, again, good, bad, who knows. I was doing this morning because the people in the United States want it quickly. So it's one of the stories about that guy. And when he was home, you know, just over Easter or sometime like that, sitting in home reading a book, you know, he heard this being, spirit. "Hey," said the spirit. I don't know if you've ever heard sounds like that. Sometimes, you know, you're not schizophrenic or anything. You know, you hear voices and you think, you know, did I imagine that? A lot of time it's just imagination. But he heard it again. "Hey!" And it was a real sound. Something was trying to contact him. And so he listened very carefully and the sound said, "Go to the casino." And he heard that. Because, you know, some of these heavenly beings, they may be past relations, they're just really looking after you. They want to make sure that you do okay. So, you know, he was a bit, you know, hard up for cash. And there he was getting a deva, a divine being, helping him out with his finances. So he took $100, went to the casino, and as he walked in the door, he heard the sound again. "Go to the roulette table. Go to the roulette table." He heard it very carefully. No, clearly no one else heard it. So he went to the roulette table. He sat down, and as he sat down, he heard the voice again. "Put $100 on number 16. Put $100 on number 16. Now what would you do? Because you know, this is divine voices, supernatural powers. So he put a whole $100 on number 16. And the croupier, he slung in the ball, twirled the wheel, it went round and round. And where do you think that ball landed on? 16. And he heard the divine voice say, "Yes." And he heard the divine voice say again, "Put all the winnings on number 26. Put all the winnings on number 26. So he didn't even hesitate. He put everything on number 26. Croupier sprang in the wall, the ball, twirled it around, went on number 26. And he heard the heavenly being say again, "Woohoo, yes!" And of course, you know, he's already won a lot of money and all these people were crowding around. You know, he's making a fortune. And then he heard the heavenly being say again, "Put all the money on number 15. Put it on number 15. And he heard it clearly. And so he put all the winnings, you know, a lot of money, on number 15. And if he was going to win this, he'd be a millionaire. He wouldn't have to work again in his whole life. And imagine that, and just because you hear these divine beings helping you. So he put all the money on number 15, and everybody was just so excited. The croupier, that's a huge bet. The croupier threw in the ball, swirled the wheel, it went round and round and round, and it fell on number 15. Amazing. But just as it was settling, it jumped out and went into number 16 instead. And he heard the deva say very clearly, "Shit." "Oh, shit." Which is one of the reasons, there are heavenly beings, but don't trust them. Sometimes they get it wrong and you lose all your money. So that's my little David story. It's really quite funny. "Venerable sir, is rebirth..."